Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, has broken into the starting lineup, carrying an average of 13 points a game. The Jayhawks, the home team, are in white this evening, and the Quakers are in maroon, and we're set to play basketball from the Franklin National Bank Classic in Washington. Here's Bob Davis to tell us about it.
All right, Max. Rafe LaFrenz controlled the tip. KU's got the basketball. They get it inside to Rafe, and a turnaround shot bounces off from the left side of the lane, and it's rebounded out of there by George Maboya of the Penn Quakers. Here comes, well, I've waited a while to say this, Michael Jordan with the basketball, and he wears number 23, incidentally. He was the rookie of the year last year in the Ivy League. He's a pretty good player. Michael Jordan's got it out front against Robertson. Over on the near side, it comes to Mark Langell. Now to Jordan, who goes inside the lane, a shot up and off the glass and in. And it's 2-0 on the basket by Michael Jordan of Pennsylvania. So a 2-0 lead for the Quakers out of the Ivy League. LaFrenz left of the lane gives to Pierce, who goes inside, missed his shot. Pierce follows and scores. Paul Pierce, who had a big day yesterday, gets the Hawks on the board.
Nice bounce off the front of the rim right back into Paul's hands. Pennsylvania led George Washington almost the entire game yesterday before losing in the final moments.
Well,
they can shoot it.
It was 62-62 late in the game, and the Colonials won it 66-62. Garrett Price has got it on the baseline. He's a good shooter. He plays on the wing now to George Maboya. Out front to Jordan. Jordan behind three, now plays over to Price for an NBA three that misses. Rebound LaFrenz. Outlet half court goes to Paul Pierce. Right side Billy. Out front to TJ for a three. He splits the court. TJ Pugh with his first three-pointer of the year.
But TJ right up the middle was wide open, and certainly you don't expect him to take that shot, but he drained her through there, and the Jayhawks are out in front nicely.
5-2 Kansas. TJ was 0 for 3 behind the arc prior to that shot, which went right in the middle of the bucket. Here's Maboya, the low blocks. Now they play it along the side to the center, Josh Langer, and he walked with it. Good defense by Kansas. The first turnover against the Quakers, who are 3-3.
Garrett Kreitz missing that three-pointer. He did not miss a single attempt from outside the circle on Sunday afternoon.
Guy had 24 in that ballgame. Here's the ball knocked away and fought for. Robertson on the floor trying to get it back, and a tie-up, and it'll go on the alternate possession to Pennsylvania. Coach Fran Dumphy, Max, in his ninth year as the head coach of the Quakers.
Ryan that time had his feet slip out from under him. He tried to maintain the dribble, tried to get control of the ball, but just couldn't retain his footing.
Right in front of us, Michael Jordan out front out of Christ. Over on the far side, they play it to Matt Langell. Langell launches one that won't go, and LaFrenz high to get the KU rebound. Here comes Robertson with it. Jayhawks lead 5-2, 2.5 minutes into the ballgame. Rafe LaFrenz out high to Robertson. He puts it on the floor. Now he swings it over near side to Pierce for a three. Off the heel, no good. Rebound 10. The little guard, Garrett Kreitz, got the board. It came out long to him. He's a good player, a 6'1 senior. He's their leading scorer. He's guarded right now on a switch by Paul Pierce. Kreitz goes in low, plays it out to Maboya. A shot blocked by LaFrenz, taken by Rafe. Rafe to the other end, dishes to Billy. Oh, Billy missed his shot badly. And it's knocked around. LaFrenz gets it, and he's fouled by Josh Sanger of Pennsylvania.
Rafe and Billy on a 2-for-1 break that time, and Rafe dishing it off to Billy, his senior teammate, but Billy's shot was way too strong over the hoop. Said to Billy last night, said, keep your head up, Billy, they'll start going in pretty soon, and he said he was going to do that, but easier said sometimes than done when you get in a real blue funk.
Couple of foul shots for Rafe, who missed the first one. LaFrenz, a 73% foul shooter, averaging just under 22 points a game.
Another contributing factor to the Jayhawks' loss yesterday, they hit only 4 out of 11 free throws in the second half of the game.
And the shot this time goes in. Rafe gets his first point of the ball game at 6-2 Kansas, 16:50 to play in the opening half. On the near side with the ball is Matt Langell. Langell takes it to the point, pitches over to Kreitz. Right side to Michael Jordan, believe it or not. Now out front to Langell, guarded by Billy Thomas. On the right wing to Jordan. Jordan to the lane, plays on the baseline now to George Maboya. Maboya lobs it out front to the guard, Michael Jordan, down to 8 on the shot clock. Here's the 3. Jordan missed it, and the rebound out of bounds. It'll go to Kansas.
LaBoya, 6'6", Josh Sanger, 6'8", in the ball game, and that's the extent of the real size for Pennsylvania. They're hitting 1 out of 4.
They have a 6'11 player, but he's sitting out with some heart problems. We're talking to Coach Dunphy about that. He was really hopeful to have that young man available this year. Here's Pierce with a spin move to the goal. He missed the shot. His follow doesn't go, and it's rebounded out by Pennsylvania's Matt Langell. Now to Jordan, right side Langell. Boy, Paul Pierce missed a couple of just dead easy finger roll range that wouldn't fall in.
Yeah, the rebound came right off to him, but he couldn't get the shot down, and now the Hawks are hitting 25%, 2 out of 8.
6-2, Kansas. Jordan pitches it in the corner to Langell for a 3. Hey, no good. It rolls away, and it's out of bounds to KU. And we got our first time out of the ball game.
The officials today, Bob, are Don Rutledge, Tom Rucker, and Ted Hillary. We've seen them oftentimes as well, so the tournament really brought in some top-name guys in the officiating crews.
KU Basketball on the Jayhawk Network, brought to you by Gatorade, reminding you life's a sport. Drink it up. 15:40 to play, first half. Kansas 6, Penn 2. A one-minute local break. You're listening to Jayhawk Basketball.
This is the first time that the Jayhawks have not gone to the championship game of a tournament since Roy Williams has been the head coach. They did lose in the Great Alaska Shootout way, way back in the championship game, but they have another opportunity to add a tournament crown to the trophy case when they play in the Rainbow Classic in Honolulu in the week between Christmas and New Year's. Well, T.J. Pugh canning his first three-pointer of the season. Nice long shot right up the middle by the blue-collar center of the Jayhawks, and Roy making no changes in the starting lineup as Kansas leads 6-1. Kind of a slow start to this ball game. Neither team shooting particularly well. Pennsylvania not pressing the Jayhawks much.
Well, Pierce got a rebound a moment ago on his own missed shot. It was the 500th rebound of his career. LaFrenz turns on the baseline and guns it in. That patented Rafe LaFrenz move, and the Jayhawks lead 8-2.
You know, in the coaches poll, Kansas still was way up there in the poll that came out today. They're ranked number 3.
Jed Ryan, a 6'7 junior, is now in the ballgame for Pennsylvania. He's got the ball out front. He goes right of the lane, shoots, and an air ball goes out of bounds. It may have been touched by a Jayhawk because Rafe LaFrenz went hustling for it and couldn't get it. And now Chenoweth and Gregory, the two freshmen, replace the seniors, LaFrenz and Thomas.
Rafe frustrated that he even tried to get the rebound, not realizing it would have been Kansas' ball had he let it go. Penn's only made one out of his first 6 shots. So KU's size and reputation perhaps intimidating the Quakers a little bit.
Here is Kreitz going to the right side. He plays it on the wing now. Frank Brown's in the game, and he pumps it in there. Frank Brown, who started the ball game here last night, a 6'6 junior, scores, and that was a three-pointer, making it 8-5, Kansas. Frank Brown, who was 0-for-4 from three-point range before that. Now T.J. Pugh inside with a jump hook. Rings the bell for KU, and T.J. has 5. The Jayhawks lead 10-5.
C.J. wheeling right over Jed Ryan that time, the pivot man of the moment for Penn.
Ivy League Rookie of the Year of a year ago. Michael Jordan's got the ball, guarded by Ryan Robertson. Jordan out front on the dribble, 18 on the shot clock. Jordan probes to the right side. Now they play it near wing to Frank Brown. Brown with a bounce pass on the right side of the lane to Michael Jordan, who plays it over there on the far wing to Paul Romanczyk, who's now in the game. He also started yesterday. And now Kreitz in the lane, able to score for Penn. Garrett Kreitz with his first basket. He's their leading scorer on the year.
Real hustling type of senior who can shoot well from the outside.
Here's the ball thrown off the back of a Penn player, but saved by Paul Pierce. Right side to Kenny Gregory. Into Chenoweth. Turnaround by Eric. He got it. Well, Chenoweth might really do some business against
this
lineup.
Well, he's just so big, and he's shooting over Jed Ryan, who couldn't do anything at all to stop him that time. The Hawks are on top by five.
12-7, Jayhawks with 13:15 to play in the opening half.
And Kansas warming up now, 5 out of 11 for the game.
Paul Romanczyk, a 6'7 junior, in the game. They play it over here on the near side to Jed Ryan, guarded by TJ, and now a steal. Ryan Robertson up the court for the layup, and he stuffed it.
Well, that's unusual to see Ryan go up for a little bit of a delicate slam, and that brought the KU bench up. C.B. McGrath and Terry Nooner pleased that Ryan got a stuff.
What? Now here's a foul on Kansas. It's on Kenny Gregory. Now Nick Bradford into the KU lineup. LaFrenz back in. T.J. Pugh and Paul Pierce will come out.
Thought the Hawks have hit their last four shots, so they're getting into a rhythm perhaps to take over this game.
On the inbound play, Bradford steals the pass. Nick up the court, a pull-up jumper. He bounced it in there. Nick Bradford took it the other way and scored. And KU leads 16-7. The Hawks' biggest advantage, up by nine. With 12 and a half minutes to play here in the opening half of this game, Maryland plays George Washington tonight for this two-day tournament championship.
GW lost by only 4 points, or won by only 4 points, over Penn.
There's a shot in the far baseline that rings the bell by Jed Ryan, a 6'7 junior of Pennsylvania. 16-9, Kansas. Hawks to the other end. Chenoweth with his back to the goal, plays it on the perimeter now to Ryan Robertson. Over to Nick Bradford. Entry pass to LaFrenz on the double post. The turnaround, it's good. He's fouled. The basket counts. The foul on Jed Ryan. And LaFrenz looks for three as he goes to the stripe.
Has a weak side fall away by Rafe. And I tell you, when he ends up in a situation where he's one-on-one, he's a pretty big load to handle for the defender. Jayhawks have now hit, Bob, they've hit, let's see, six in a row.
Matt Langle back in the lineup for Penn, replacing Michael Jordan. The other Michael Jordan. LaFrenz to the line looking for a three-point play. And Rafe missed it. It bounces out. Rafe has 5 points. He's 1-for-3 at the line early on, and Penn's got the ball. 18-9, Hawks. From the left corner, Brown cranks one up, and he hit it. A two-pointer by Frank Brown of Penn. It is 18-11, Kansas.
Well, I'll tell you, they're hitting 50% themselves, so both teams shooting pretty well.
The French goes inside and scores for KU. 7 points for Rafe. They can't guard LaFrenz one-on-one. They're just too small.
No way. Or Chenoweth.
There's a shot by Kreitz and a three-pointer. Garrett Kreitz shoots it in. He's a 48% three-point shooter coming into today, and he makes it 20-14, Kansas.
They're 6 out of 11 now. They're hanging right in there.
Here's Chenoweth inside for an easy basket on a feed by Nick Bradford. Chenoweth's second bucket since checking in. It's 22-14.
That was an alley-oop, and Bobby hardly had to jump.
No. He received it.
Eight in a row now.
Here's a shot in the circle.
Wow.
That is good by Pennsylvania's Matt Langle. Well, these guys can't shoot it. 22-16, Hawks by half a dozen. 10:40 to play in the half. Kenny Gregory along the right side, a pull-up jumper. In and out. And the rebound pulled out by Paul Romanczyk of Pennsylvania. So the Quakers can get a little closer. They're down by just six. Manzik goes inside, a running shot missed, but a blocking foul on Ryan Robertson, I think. Ryan was trying to draw the charge and instead picked up a block.
Well, check out the official website of Kansas Athletics by logging on to www.jayhawks.org for all the latest KU sports information. You sports fans will like to dial that spot up on the internet.
Two shots for Paul Romanczyk. 65% foul shooter in their first six games. He misses this one off the front of the rim. Billy Thomas and C.B. McGrath are in for Gregory and Robertson.
I think it's really important that Billy can a few this evening and get some confidence back in his shooting as we head into a stretch of several games at home in a row.
And this free throw rattles in, and we got a timeout. First, a note from the Kansas Lottery. Tonight's Kansas Cash Jackpot, $1,225,000. Kansas cash, all at once. 10:25 to play in the half here in D.C. Jayhawks 22, Pennsylvania 17. This is the Jayhawk Radio Network.
When you're choosing a name for your baby, you want one you'll feel good about for a long time. It's the same when you choose an insurance agent for yourself. You want one who will stand the test of time. And with State Farm, you'll get an agent you can trust. And life insurance from a company that has received the highest possible ratings for financial strength from five leading rating services. So call your agent today and work with a name that'll sound just as good when your kids are grown up as it does today. State Farm understands life.
Isabel Nelson of Salina won over $1.8 million playing Kansas Cash from the Kansas Lottery. How did you know you won?
Well, I called the secretary out to Moose Lodge, and she ran it through the machine so that we know that we had the right numbers.
Good thinking. Will you keep playing?
I might win tomorrow night again. Who knows?
Tonight's Kansas Cash jackpot is $1,225,000.
You can't win unless you participate, that's for sure.
Jayhawks hitting 10 out of their first 17 shots, Penn 7 out of their first 12, and the Quakers hitting 3 out of 5 from outside the three-point arc. Garrett Kreitz was hit in the nose in the George Washington game and had to sit out a majority of the second half to stop bleeding, but came back and buried his sixth tray in the ball game, and Penn led 56 to 54. But they finally lost to the Colonials by 4 points in yesterday's other semifinal game.
Kreitz is out of their lineup right now. They put Michael Jordan back in. Talking to Fran Dumphy, Max, before the game, he has great admiration for Roy. He said, I'll tell you, he said, you already know this, but Coach Dumphy said, Roy's maybe not in a class completely by himself, but it doesn't take long to take the role.
He told. And as you said, he did make some very nice comments about the University of Kansas and its basketball program at the reception yesterday in the old office building. I guess that's what you call it, the old
executive office building. And now a whistle and a push-off on Pennsylvania. It's where all the old executives go here.
Yeah, that's right.
Foul is on Josh Sanger. That's his second foul for Penn. And T.J. Pugh, Paul Pierce checking in for Chenoweth and Nick Bradford.
Both teams hitting just under 60% in a sizzling ball game. It's more fun to watch this kind than where everybody's missing.
On the inbounds play, C.B. lobs it into Rafe, and Rafe puts it in the basket. And it's 24-17 Kansas, and LaFrenz has nine. 10:05 to play in the half. Here's the ball bobbled by Penn, stolen by Billy Thomas. Fourth Quaker turnover. LaFrenz up the court to Pierce. Back to Rafe. And Rafe goes to the goal and got fouled, I think. A whistle. And Rafe helped to his feet by TJ and CB.
Good play by Billy Thomas, who stole the ball from Matt Langle that time and got a fast break going. And Rafe, trying to take it in hard, took a pretty bad fall there on the floor. But he does earn a couple of free throws for his efforts.
Bola Friends goes to the line to shoot a pair. He's one out of three at the foul line this year. Foul shot, Rafe LaFrenz. He missed it. So Rafe, who's been a pretty steady free throw shooter, having trouble early on in this ball game. Who is that guy with the flashlight that just came by here? Well, he borrowed that flashlight from somebody on press row. He wanted to give it back to me. Rafe missed them both. Rebound Josh Sanger for Pennsylvania. KU leading 24-17. Well, Friends has 9 points, but he's missed four foul shots. One out of five. Now ball out of bounds off Penn. Hey, you will get it on the fifth Quaker turnover.
KU was down by 15 points in the ball game yesterday against Maryland. Made a great second half comeback to tie, but couldn't hold on and lost the contest by three.
Billy for three, missed it. Rebound Pierce with one hand, got the board and then a foul as he was going back up. It is a holding foul and it's on Penn. Let's see which one of the Quakers will be assessed. It is on Frank Brown, his first.
Did you notice yesterday almost all of Billy's three-pointers were short, and that one was short again today, and oftentimes that's an indication of tired legs. I don't know.
It was not a shooting foul. KU plays it in with 9:20 to play in the half. Hawks leading. TJ inside, scores again with a left-handed finger roll. TJ's view has seven, and the Jayhawks lead 26-17. 9:10 to go. KU's won some solid games this year, but they've not had any really impressive first halves, have they? Well, against Arizona they did. That was the one. And now here's another Penn turnover. They're six.
Traveling this time.
The Arizona was the one really outstanding first half coming into this ball game.
TJ scored 9 points a couple of times this year, but he's on target to have a really good game.
Rafe LaFrenz on the left side, drives inside now, and flips it in there. Rafe hits double figures with 11. The Hawks have their biggest lead. They're up by 11. At the 8:40 mark of the first half, Kenny Gregory, Ryan Robertson hustle by us. They'll be back in at the next break.
Josh Sanger, a 6'8 freshman, trying to guard the All-American center of the Jayhawks. A tough spot for him.
Michael Jordan with the ball for Pennsylvania. And a lob pass left side, and a jumper is poured in there by Paul Romanczyk. His first bucket.
They used the pick very nicely that time to get Romanczyk open for the shot.
Romanczyk spells his name R-O-M-A-N-C-Z-U-K. Robertson and Chenoweth in. Also, Kenny Gregory, McGrath, Thomas, LaFrenz come out.
Well, crowd picking up very slowly. Many of the Maryland fans waiting for the championship game tonight. Probably a couple of thousand here now, maybe.
When the KU Maryland game ended yesterday, everybody went home to see the Redskins play. Paul Pierce dumps it out to Robertson for a three, and it won't go. And it's rebounded by Maryland, taken by Jed Ryan.
Quakers have made their last seven shots.
Right to three, and he missed it. Pierce rebounds for Kansas. Paul had to beat out a couple of Quakers for that one. Now to Ryan Robertson. Walks up the court. Pugh, another three. Oh, an air ball that time, and it's out of bounds. TJ, who swished a three-pointer early in the game, was off target with that one, and we got a timeout. Let's first pause 15 seconds along the line for station identification. You're listening to Jayhawk Basketball.
Both teams shooting exceptionally well, Bob, 57% apiece.
You know, we meet a lot of unique guys who are in this sportscasting racket. The voice of the Maryland Terrapins is a guy many people may have heard around the country, Johnny Holiday from ABC Radio. And I was just talking to Johnny during the timeout. He is really an interesting guy. He's been around a while and done a lot of things. He started out in this business, as many guys do, as a disc jockey, and he was an early rock disc jockey. Johnny's the only sportscaster I know who is enshrined in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. How about that? He's in there with Dick Biondi and all those cats.
Oh, huh? That's good. That's good. The Quakers last year were 12-14. Coach Dunphy said he was satisfied with the season, but looks for a lot better blend of experience and understanding of the game this year, and he may have it with this bunch of guys in the Ivy League.
Kreitz launches an NBA three that's off the lip, no good. The rebound on the deck to Kenny Gregory. Then he lost the handle, but Paul Pierce picks it off. Here comes the All-American candidate, Pierce. Left side to TJ. High post Chenoweth. And they get it inside to TJ. Back to reverse it on the perimeter to Kenny Gregory. Out of Paul Pierce. Right side. Out front to Ryan Robertson. Robertson into Chenoweth, who lost the ball. And it's picked off by the Pennsylvania team on KU's second turnover. George Baboya back in the game, ended up with the ball.
It's a low pass, and Eric just couldn't bend over far enough to get it. He's got a long ways to bend.
Baboya, M-B-O-Y-A. Here's a three-pointer. Good by Pennsylvania. Pumped in there by Jed Ryan. That is their third three-point bucket. And Pennsylvania keeping the Hawks within sight. They're down by only six. Q on the baseline missed a shot. And a whistle and a foul on Eric Chenoweth of Kansas.
Pennsylvania will stay in the ballgame if they're able to do so on the strength of their three-point shooting. They hit 15 threes in a ballgame not too long ago. They played down in the Puerto Rico shootout in San Juan earlier this season. So they've had a nice trip to the tropics already.
You ever been to the Palestra?
Yes, uh-huh.
It's, I guess, one of the great old arenas in the country. You can hear the trains rattling by. You can
played St. Joseph's there once.
Smell the 20-year-old popcorn. It's just a great building. Here's a shot right of the lane that is missed by Pennsylvania. The shot missed by Matt Langell, and it's rebounded by Kansas. Pierce on the side. He puts up a shot. Won't go. And the rebound. Pennsylvania had it, and they lost it out of bounds. Now Rafe LaFrenz comes back in. Rafe has 11 points. He has shot all five of KU's free throws and hit just one of the five. Rafe replaces TJ Pugh. And back in for Penn comes Frank Brown. And out goes Matt Langell.
Jeff Owens, the big guy who's not able to play tonight, led the Ivy League in blocked shots last year, so they really miss him in their big man position.
Yeah, he's 6'11". And a whistle away from the ball. And a foul on Chenoweth. He gave somebody a hook over there. And Eric has his second foul.
KU basketball on the Jayhawk Network brought to you by the Love Box Company, where they say we're boxes and more in Wichita, Kansas City, Salina, and nine other cities throughout the Midwest.
Roy takes Chenoweth out of the game after that foul. And KU turnover, TJ Pugh right back in. Chenoweth has two fouls. And Penn, a chance to get a little closer. They're down by only six with 5:45 to play in the half. And here's steal by TJ, but the Quakers hang on to it. Ryan gets it to Kreitz. Over on the far side it goes, and then Michael Jordan playing it in the lane to Maboya. And LaFrenz couldn't block the shot. Maboya banked it in there. And these guys battle you. It is 28-24 Kansas. 5:25 to play before halftime. Pierce to Rafe. Baseline turnaround. Rattling in there. LaFrenz has 13. And the Hawks lead 30-24.
When Rafe is gone from Kansas, that's the shot we'll always remember. That turnaround shot on the baseline, starting out with his back to the basket. So accurate on that endeavor.
He's gaining ground on Kevin Pritchard now for the fifth spot in the KU scoring charts. Rafe number six right now between Pritchard and Mark Randall. Two guys you remember pretty well. 12 on the shot clock for Penn. KU leading by six. 4:45 to play in the half. Now six on the shot clock. Here's a shot from the side that is missed, and it's up over the glass on the miss by Jed Ryan. KU will get it. Now Billy Thomas in for Kenny Gregory. And hustling back into the ball game for Pennsylvania, Matt Langell, L-A-N-G-E-L.
Billy, who was so sensational against Arizona early in the ball game, still trying to get that shooting touch back, which deserted him completely in Sunday afternoon's game against the Terps of Maryland.
Okay, he'll try to add to its six-point lead. Paul Pierce on the wing. Paul Pierce has only 2 points after a big scoring game here yesterday. Billy pulls back on a three and doesn't shoot. Entry pass to Rafe. Rafe on the baseline stepped out of bounds. You know, we talked about recent NBA players coming from Penn. The Hawks cough it up for the fourth time. Veteran NBA coach Chuck Daly was the one-time head coach of the Quakers. So they've had a pretty good influence on professional basketball. Chuck Daly coached the Dream Team, remember?
And, of course, we might also add that the head coach of the 76ers now is well known to Kansas. Larry Brown, guiding his team in the city of brotherly love.
30-24 KU. Penn running a weave here out front. Langle's got it on the baseline now to Kreitz for a three. He hit it.
Boy, on the weave, the picks opened him up, and Garrett Kreitz can really shoot him in, and he pulled the Quakers within 3 points.
That's his eighth point and his second three of the ball game. And Penn really hustling now against the Hawks, who were knocked off here yesterday by Maryland. Here's head of the circle, right side to Billy. Billy Thomas guarded closely over here by Frank Brown. They got it to the far side to T.J. Pugh, out the front to Billy, right side to Ryan, into Rafe. Turnaround baseline. He got it.
Boy, great shot by Rafe. The Quakers were in a zone defense that time, trying to make Kansas hit from the outside, but they got it to Rafe, and although it wasn't really what you'd call inside, it was at least to one of their big men.
Well, Friends has 15 first half points. KU leading by five. Here's another three. This one misses. Paul Pierce may have gotten a piece of that one. On the miss by Kreitz. Rebound Rafe for the Friends. To Ryan Robertson. Out high to Rafe. He swings it over to Paul Pierce on the right wing. Cross court to Ryan Robertson. Robertson penetrates and pulls out. Plays high post to Rafe. The Friends turns, gives to Pierce. He heads into that lane and a fadeaway jumper missed, but a foul.
Paul's ankle doesn't seem to be bothering him appreciably this evening, and that's good news because the Hawks have games coming up day after tomorrow against UMass. Bob Markham, the athletic director there, formerly the AD at Kansas. And the Minutemen, with their glossy basketball tradition, will come to Lawrence for the first time.
And the foul shot coming to Paul Pierce. Paul has just 2 points. He hits the free throw. Pierce had 26 here yesterday before fouling out with about a minute and a half to play. It didn't help the Hawk cause not having him in there right at the end. Pierce's second free throw. The only guy other than Rafe to shoot a foul shot in the game for Kansas. 33-27. Jayhawk's second shot is good. And the Hawks lead by seven as we get a timeout.
Bob, only four turnovers by the Hawks thus far, and that's a great improvement over yesterday when they made 16 in the first half.
I want to remind you about some ticket opportunities, beating UCLA a couple of years ago in the NCAA tournament. As you would expect, very heady ball clubs and good shooters. KU pressuring now in a man defense. With the ball out front is Jed Ryan, guarded by Rafe LaFrenz. Ryan plays it to Michael Jordan, who does wear number 23, if you were wondering. He's guarded by Ryan Robertson. Jordan goes inside, can't shoot, out to Ryan. Ryan drives and scores for Penn. They set a screen on LaFrenz, and Jed Ryan took it in there and knocked it in, and it's 34-29, KU by five. Billy for three, won't go. Rebound on the deck, picked off by Penn. Here comes Jordan, a pull-up jumper. Miss. Rebound out on the deck to Kreitz. He kicks it in on the baseline now to Paul Romanczyk, who's back in there. Now on the perimeter and right side to Langle, who missed the shot. And LaFrenz above the crowd to get the KU rebound. Hawks lead by only five with a minute and a half to play in the first half.
That last three try by Billy at least was not short. That one was a little bit long.
Genoa's in the lineup. He missed a shot on the baseline. And it's rebounded by Romanczyk for Pennsylvania. Rafe LaFrenz has 15 first half points. His career high is 32. And Rafe also has five rebounds. 34-29 KU. And a ball knocked out of the air and nearly knocked out of bounds, but saved by Jordan of Pennsylvania with 10 on the Penn shot clock and just under a minute to play in the half. Jordan goes inside and he's guilty of traveling. He banged into Ryan Robertson. Seven turnovers on the Quakers. Okay, you will have the ball with 55 seconds to play. Frank Brown in for Jordan for Penn. Graham Dumphy, the veteran head coach of the Quakers, juggling his lineup. Dumphy in his ninth year as head coach at Pennsylvania.
Maryland's press really hurt Kansas. Pennsylvania's not pressing KU in the backcourt.
Robertson sends it over to Nick Bradford. High post Chenoweth. Right side Billy. Wide open for a three.
Got it.
He drained that one.
And that brings the KU fans to a big round of applause, and I'm sure Billy feels the same way inside himself.
Boy, he drilled that one right in. We got a 20-second timeout with 26 seconds to play in the half, and the Hawks leading by 8.
Well, you can celebrate Marion Washington's 25th year as head coach of the women's basketball team by grabbing your women's season tickets now. The individual tickets, $45. The family pass, just $60. And if you bring in a Super Target receipt, you'll receive $5 off your season ticket purchase. So you can enjoy exciting Big 12 women's basketball in Allen Fieldhouse. Call 864-3141 to order your tickets.
The Quakers, Max, 4 of 11 behind the three-point line. The Hawks now with that made shot by Billy Thomas are 2 for 7 from 3.
And overall, 16 out of 30, so a nice percentage for KU. You know, we're seated right here on the ice at the MCI Arena in Washington, and I can really feel it, can't you?
I thought we were just getting cold feet.
We are getting cold feet.
Oh, Michael Jordan goes inside, and he's whacked on the arm and fouled by Ryan Robertson. It was a foul call on Ryan Robertson here yesterday that kind of closed out that ball game. We've seen several replays. What do you think now that you've seen it a few more times? Not that it matters at this point.
I don't know. Ted Valentine, the official who was right on the scene, ruled that it was Kansas ball, and he was overruled by the referee, Jim Burr, who came from quite a distance away.
Yeah, he was over by the Capitol building. They throw it way in the backcourt. Omanczyk's got the ball for a pin. They've got 20 seconds to do something here. KU leading by 8. Now, C.B. McGrath's in the ball game, replacing Ryan, who got his second foul. Here's Jordan into the lane after Omanczyk. And a guarded jumper. Off the glass, no good. Rebound, LaFrenz. 5 seconds. Hawks in a hurry. Thomas, a long three. He missed it. And halftime is here. Well, Billy had a long three to end the game yesterday that hit the rim. This one hits the glass. Halftime score here in D.C. The Jayhawks, 37. Pennsylvania, 29. We'll be back with the Southwestern Bell halftime show. You're listening to Jayhawk Basketball.
Of University of Massachusetts. They played in the Great Alaska Shootout. They have a game coming up later against Connecticut and Hartford. They play Cincinnati and Cleveland. They play George Washington. They have a great schedule, and it's the first part of a home-and-home with the Minutemen of Massachusetts. Bruiser Flint, in his second year, having replaced John Calipari as the head man at UMass. Right here, let's pause 15 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Jayhawk Basketball.
Baseball, here we go, fellas, baseball.
And the Hawks, 8-1 on the season, ranked among the top 5 teams in the nation, lead here 37-29 as we open the second half. And again, here's Bob.
All right, Max, KU's got the ball as the second half unfolds. Billy Thomas spins it over here on the near side to Paul Pierce. Hawks lead by 8 as we begin the second period. KU looking for an even break of the two games here. The friends inside, rolls it in there. Rafe has 17. And it's a 10-point lead, 39-29.
Against this shorter team, he could be headed for a really big night.
Down the baseline, Langle now to Kreitz in the corner, and he shoots in a 3. That's his third of the game. 39-32, KU by 7. Well, if they continue to hit threes, they can be part of the action. LaFrenz on the baseline, dumps it out on the side to Pierce. Down near corner, Ryan, a 3. Missed. Rebound, Paul Pierce. And then he's fouled as he tried to go back up. And the foul, I think, is on Matt Langle. Yes, it is. Should we give Al Correll some sort of an award? I think he may have come the longest distance to see these games.
Well, I think so. He was at a function at the White House a couple of weeks ago, so he's not a guy who doesn't come to Washington occasionally as he travels America giving speeches and all, and I think those who listen to him can see why he does and how good he is.
2 shots for Paul Pierce. Boy, not a name dropper is Correll. I was at the White House a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that's
Pierce will shoot again, Paul, 3 for 3 at the line of the game. But
we were there yesterday.
Well, that's a good point. We didn't give a speech. You ate a Danish, though. Foul shot is in. Pierce makes a pair, and it's 41-32. We drank some hot chocolate at the White House. That was at the executive office building.
Saw some beautiful Christmas trees.
23 of those beautiful trees at the White House. Michael Jordan, baseline, plays it out front now, and a shot by Ryan is missed. Rebound T.J. Pugh. He gives it to Ryan Robertson. Billy in the far corner into Rafe. Rafe turns, dumps it inside to Pugh, who can't score, but he's fouled by Garrett Kreitz.
Kreitz right square across his arms there. Well, Massachusetts on Wednesday, then Middle Tennessee on Saturday. Then the next Saturday, it's to the Sprint Shootout in Kansas City as Billy Tubbs brings a team that must be somewhat reminiscent of his great Oklahoma high-scoring machines into Kansas City.
DJ coaxes in a free throw. It hit the lip, the heel, rolled around, and fell through. 8 points, T.J. Pugh. T.J. missed that one. Rebound. Rafe had it. Couldn't hang on. It's out of bounds to Pennsylvania.
T.J. only 1 point away from his season high, and his career high was set against another team from the Ivy League, Brown, last year.
Angle's got it, an entry pass to Jed Ryan. Ryan out on the wing, out front to Kreitz, guarded by Billy Thomas. Kreitz is the good shooter. Romans up with the ball. Out of Matt Langle. Langle against Paul Pierce. Inside Jordan, he scored against Ryan Robertson. Michael Jordan's second basket of the game, and it's 42-34, Kansas. Billy, a three-pointer, rings the bell from the far corner.
And Billy now at long range is 2 out of 5 today.
Well, that's a good sign. He was 0 for 9 here yesterday. The Hawks lost by only 3 points. Here's Jordan, right side for Penn. And inside it goes, and a shot partially blocked, but a foul on Rafe LaFrenz, who helps Romanczuk back up.
Paul Romanczuk got behind Rafe that time. Rafe was whipped on the play, and he knew it, and he reached up there and drew the foul. I tell you, obviously Pennsylvania is well coached. They passed the ball exceptionally well, worked for the open shot, and they're capable of hitting it from long range also.
Romanczuk, a 65% foul shooter, 1 for 2 in this game, has a couple coming. He missed the first. Hawk Talk tomorrow night here on the Jayhawk Radio Network. We'll be at Applebee's in Lawrence with Coach Roy tomorrow night at 6:06. And on your favorite Jayhawk Network station, second shot good. Romanczuk shoots it in. NKU leads by 10 with 17:45 to go. Hawks looking for their ninth win against just one loss. Paul Pierce, front center to Billy, a long three, rings in.
Boy, is that guy a street shooter? I mean,
I'd say so.
0 for 9 last night. Now he's on target tonight, warming up, hitting 3 out of 6.
Hawks' biggest lead, they're up by 13. Down to 17:20 to play in the game. And now Penn in danger of dropping out of this ball game. They miss a shot inside, rebound LaFrenz. Rafe, a double-double again in this game. Here's Billy, far side, out front now. He brings it with a pass to T.J. Pugh over on the near side to Pierce, into Rafe. Rafe, double team, out to Robertson. Robertson goes left side of the lane, and he spins it out top to Billy. Thomas, a guarded two, rim short, and the rebound by Romanczuk for Pennsylvania. It's still a 13-point KU lead. They get it inside to Jordan, who can't score. Then Billy knocked it out of bounds. Every time I say Pennsylvania, I think of Glenn Miller. Why is that?
Well, Pennsylvania 6'5".
Oh, yes. And it was Fred Waring with the Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But Glenn Miller did have Pennsylvania 6'5".
Yes, he did. 6'5".
You and my wife and those Glenn Miller tunes. 48-35. KU with the lead. Pennsylvania with the ball. 16:30 to go. Right side with it is 6'7 Jed Ryan. Out of Michael Jordan. Out front to Ryan for a three. He got it. It bounces in. Jed Ryan's has 10 points, and Pennsylvania whacks the KU lead down to 10. P.J. Pugh on the low block, the turnaround. He hit it. Nice move, spin to the left by P.J. Pugh, who has 10.
And that moves him within one of his all-time highs, so he's having a big day.
50-38, T.J. had 7 pretty early in the game. Jordan drives and scores for Pennsylvania. 6 points, Michael Jordan. 50-40, KU.
He's matching up pretty well with Ryan Robertson tonight.
Here's a shot off the glass. It's good by Kenny Gregory, who just came into the KU lineup along with Eric Chenoweth. Gregory's first bucket of the ball game. 52-40, Hawks by a dozen. KU's biggest lead has been 13, and now Ted Hendry with a whistle and a foul on Paul Pierce away from the ball.
Kenny Gregory is injured and wants to come out of the game.
Kenny limping badly as he comes off and grimacing.
Fouls on Pierce.
We got a timeout. A note from the Kansas Lottery. Play Powerball Wednesday night from the Kansas Lottery for $48 million. Kansas Powerball, millions of winners, winners of millions. 15:32 to play in the ball game. Jayhawks 52, Quakers 40. A 1 minute local break. You're listening to Jayhawk basketball.
Rafe LaPrince, well on his way to the 46th double-double of his career. He's averaging just under 11 rebounds a game. He already has 9 in this ball game, and he's going to be the most potent rebounder for Kansas since 1971, when Roger Brown wiped the boards at an 11.1 per game pace.
Kenny Gregory's come out of the game limping around a little bit. We're told that T.J. Pugh's playing the game with a sprained arch. Dean Bucket giving us that word. LaFrenz out of the ball game right now. Robertson's in. Pugh, Billy Thomas, Chenoweth, and Paul Pierce. AU leading by a dozen. Penn with the ball. Kreitz lights up a three, and he strokes it in there. Garrett Kreitz has 14 points, 4 three-pointers. Man, 52-43. AU lead back to single numbers. Chenoweth with the ball. A full pass was deflected. Now he fires it cross court to Robertson, who missed the three-pointer. And the rebound kicked out long to Pennsylvania. Matt Langle's got it. And a pull-up jumper misses. Rebound. Chenoweth claims it for Kansas. Off the defensive floor. KU's got the ball. Ryan Robertson up high to T.J. Pugh. He swings it right side to Paul Pierce. Into Chenoweth. And a turnaround. Rims away. And Pennsylvania's Jed Ryan corrals the carom. Pennsylvania down by 9. They've got the ball back. Boy, another 3, and they're down by only 6. They play it into Maboya, who's back in there in a front-line spot. He goes in that lane. He kicks it over the side to Jed Ryan. Ryan, a baseline pass to Maboya. He's double-teamed, shoots, misses. Rebound, Paul Pierce. Ben 3-for-3, shooting those three-pointers here in this half. That was a 2 that didn't go. Billy, a jump shot. He hit it. Another three-pointer. Billy Thomas. He's got 4 three-point buckets. KU back up by a dozen.
Is this a goofy game or what?
Yeah, it is. I agree. 55-43. Matt Langle for Pennsylvania in the lane. A dish over to Brown, who's back in the game. He missed it, and it's out of bounds to KU after the miss by Frank Brown. Now Ray Friends and C.B. McGrath go in for Paul Pierce and Ryan Robertson. Well, also Chenoweth coming out. Gregory's checking in. So is Bradford. Well, let's reset the KU lineup. Bradford, Gregory, Billy Thomas comes out. LaFrance, McGrath, T.J. Pius. A different combination. Well, the Hawks have the ball. C.B. McGrath brings it up the court. The senior point guard from Topeka and Topeka West High School. Bradford, pass deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with KU. Reminder to celebrate 100 years of Kansas basketball with Rich Clarkson's Kansas Century. Call 1-888-572-3688. Doing your piece of Kansas basketball history. Hawks get it inbounds to T.J. Pugh. Left side, McGrath looking to Rafe, who's being fronted. Now McGrath right side to Kenny Gregory. Gregory lobs it into Rafe, who dumps it into T.J., who can't score. And it's fought for. Gregory kicks it into backcourt. And McGrath got it. A man jumped on his back. They're going to say over and back, though, on Gregory. Well, that was weird looking. Did Gregory have control of the ball?
Well, that's what one official is ruling.
He was trying to get it. And now official Tom Rucker, along with the lead official, Don Rutledge, here talking to Roy. And Rucker's got a hand on each of Roy's arms as he gets right in the KU coach's face and explains it to him.
I don't think he satisfied Roy.
No.
But
I think you're right about that.
C.B. McGrath, it didn't seem like he had possession of the ball, and Michael Jordan went clear up over his back. And now they're going to call it over and back on Kansas, at least unless they reverse the decision.
Or C.B., a man riding him into a takedown.
Roy standing there talking to Pennsylvania star shooter Garrett Kreitz, and maybe saying to Garrett, cool down a little bit.
Not going to be over and back. I'm not sure KU ever had possession.
Well,
the rebound was knocked around all over the place.
What did he say? Oh, they called it a jump ball?
Ah, okay. Well, that's interesting. Now here's Brown from the left side, and a jump shot rings the bell. A two-pointer for Frank Brown and Penn, and it's 55-45 KU. Hawks have the ball right in front of us. Gregory into T.J. Pugh. T.J. turns, shoots, missed it. A tip no good by Bradford. Rebound, Pennsylvania's Jed Ryan. Boy, Bradford went way up to try to tip it, but it wouldn't fall. Now Penn a chance to get back to single digits again. Boy, I tell you, they played George Washington right down to the wire yesterday. These guys are, to say the least, pesky. 12:25 to go. KU trying to get its ninth win against one loss. Here is Garrett Kreitz out front to Michael Jordan. Jordan right side to Kreitz. A long three. Missed. Rebound, C.B. McGrath.
They pass the ball so well. They work for the shot they want.
You know, they don't run the back doors that Princeton does, but they do get that open shot, and they can hit them. Gregory goes down the baseline, and a finger roll by Kenny Gregory.
Well, he just went up over Jed Ryan that time with a beautiful move by Kenny.
57-45. Kenny's ankle or whatever it was must be all right.
I was going to say, I guess his ankle is all right.
Hawks by 12, 11:45 to play in the game. Hawks home Wednesday to play the Minutemen from UMass. I bet they have practice though tomorrow, huh? Roy wants some practice time. Here is Jed Ryan to the baseline. He falls down, and he, on the seat of his pants, plays it to Jordan, and Jordan lays it in.
I think KU let up a little bit there. They thought they were going to get the ball on a traveling call, and Michael Jordan came right in there.
Ray from the circle shoots and misses, and a rebounding foul on T.J. Pugh of Kansas. Eric Chenoweth wants to check in, and we get do we get a timeout? We do. The 11:18 to play in the half.
Well, you know, since 1989, a lot of Kansas kids in low-income households have received free health care through the Caring Program for Children. And if you'd like to know more about it, call Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, which works with the Kansas Medical Society and the Hospital Association to make this great program happen for some worthy Kansas kids.
I said 11-18 to play in the half. That's the second half, also the ball game. 57-47 KU. This is the Jayhawk Radio Network.
Hold on, Max. I'm getting to it. Good thing we have PC Banking from UMB Bank. We can pay all our bills, including your dog food bill, and still have time to go out and play.
With PC Banking from UMB Bank, you can bank from the comfort of home. Transfer money between accounts, check your balance, pay your bills, and much more. All through a secure direct connection between your computer and UMB Bank. And it's so easy, anyone can use it.
All right, Max. Go get your phone.
Call today and ask about PC Banking from UMB Bank, America's strongest bank. Member FDIC.
There's only one. Ooh, they're out there, all right. You've seen them at the beach, the gym, the ski slopes. But for all their copycat lines and features, they'll never be Jeep Wranglers. Because only Wrangler has over 15 years of off-road experience behind it. And you'll find it only at your local Jeep and Eagle dealer. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Corporation.
Both teams shooting the ball well, continuing throughout the evening. Kansas hitting exactly half of its shots. Pennsylvania just a shade under half of its shots. And both teams draining a considerable number of three-pointers. But it's certainly got to be encouraging to Kansas that Billy Thomas has now cranked in four trays for Kansas after being shut out from outside the circle in last night's game. Too bad that he couldn't have taken a couple of these from today and transferred them to last night.
You know, Max, we've been mentioning the UMass game on Wednesday night. We should emphasize that's a later start than normal. That's an 8:35 ball game. So our broadcast begins at 7:30 with the Crimson and Blue line. Network pregame at 8:10. Tip off about 8:35 Wednesday night at Allen Fieldhouse.
Well, we early risers don't like those late games too well, do we?
Well, not if you're an early riser who goes to bed early also. I know what you're saying, though. Here is Pennsylvania with the ball. Frank Brown plays into Maboya. Maboya takes it to the goal against Ray. Missed it. Oh, look at that rebound by Bradford. Nick ripped it out of there with one hand. Ahead to C.B. McGrath. Well, Nick's had a couple aggressive boards in this ball game. Right side, Kenny Gregory. Kenny plays it into Chenoweth, who got nudged from behind ever so slightly by Paul Romanczyk. And Romanczyk has what? His second foul.
You know, and you just think CB, when he's in there, he doesn't ever make much of a dent in the box score, but he just plays and plays and plays, guards his man closely, handles the ball pretty well, doesn't make many turnovers. In fact, in the first half, he played 2 minutes. He had two assists. Just a good, steady performer in there to back up Ryan Robertson.
Lob into Rafe on the inbounds play. Goes up and in close range. Rafe LaFrance has two more points. We've got him with 19. 59-47 KU by a dozen. Hawks' biggest lead has been 13. Pierce, Robertson, Thomas will be back in at the next break. Here's Pennsylvania with the ball. Maboya out to Romanczyk, who takes it to the lane and dishes out to Michael Jordan for a jumper. And Michael Jordan shoots in his 10th point. 59-49, KU. 10-10 to play in the game. From the corner, Gregory, a three-pointer for the Big Blue of Kansas. Danny Gregory's fourth three-pointer of the year. What a shot that was by Gregory. 62-49, Hawks equal their biggest lead. Now Jordan, a little dribbling act. He goes behind the back, and then for his trouble, he gets a five-second count. Now Thomas, Robertson, and Pierce go in for Pennsylvania. 6,500. That's nine turnovers.
Pennsylvania is the fourth oldest college in America, Bob. And when you think of the Ivy League, you're talking about Brown and Yale and Harvard and Columbia and Cornell. You're thinking about, in Princeton, of course, you're talking about some of the oldest schools in the country, obviously in the site of the original 13 colonies, but Pennsylvania, which Kansas has never played before, the fourth oldest school, has an enrollment of 6,900.
Pierce inside for a jam on an assist by Rafe LaFrance. Pierce with eight. And the Hawks' biggest lead of the night, 64-49. 9.5 to play in the game. Pennsylvania with the ball. Frank Brown, right side, pulls up, can't shoot against Pierce. Pierce all over him, a deflection and a steal by Robertson, and he's tied up. and a foul on the Pennsylvania man, Michael Jordan. Now you think of these Ivy League schools, you think about the terrific academic standards that the schools have. And KU and Ball Club Max that a year ago had two first-team academic All-Americans.
Well, that's a good point. Michael Jordan and Ryan Robertson really got tangled up, and they were just arms entwined and had to separate them. Then finally, Ryan helped Michael up to the floor after they gave the ball to Kansas.
Jordan got the foul. KU gets the ball. Billy at the top of the circle plays left side to Paul Pierce. Pierce looking to Rafe, but he can't get it to him. Rafe sets a screen. Al Robertson's got it on the perimeter. Right side to Pierce. Pierce backs in, turns, shoots, missed it, tips it in. Paul Pierce.
Well, in the weave offense, Billy Thomas was wide open in the left-hand corner, but Paul Pierce just kept working away, and he picked up the double for Kansas.
Hawks starting to separate themselves a little bit now. It is 66-49 with 8:35 to play in the ball game. Oh, a near travel out front by Matt Langle. He got it inside, and a basket by Roman Zuck for Pennsylvania, his sixth point. 66-51, KU. Jayhawks have it back. Robertson yo-yoing it out front, out of Pierce. Into Rafe. Rafe goes to work. Missed the shot. And he tried to get it back. TJ gets it, and Pugh banks it in. He's got a dozen.
Well, that gives him a tie for his career high set against another Ivy League school, the Brown Bears, last time they came to Lawrence.
Now Kreitz has got it way out on the wing. He heads to the high lane, and he kicks it out to Michael Jordan for a wide-open shot. It's good. A two-pointer by Michael Jordan, who has 12, 10 here in the second half.
Robertson lost his man on the screen that time, and they're hitting exactly 50%. Kansas doesn't surrender that kind of shooting percentage often to the opponent.
KU gets it inside to TJ, and he's fouled by Roman Zuck of Pennsylvania. We get a timeout. Reminder that tickets to the 97 Sprint Shootout at the Kemper are on sale. The 20th, that's a Saturday, KU will play Billy Tubbs and TCU, and the KU women will play UMKC in the doubleheader. You can get your tickets at all Ticketmaster ticket centers, including select Hy-Vee stores, or here's the phone number, area code 816-931-3330. The Sprint Shootout, Saturday, December 20th at the Kemper. 7:37 to play, Kansas 68, Pennsylvania 53. A one-minute local break. You're listening to Jayhawk Basketball.
Well, Billy Thomas certainly gaining ground tonight on Terry Brown for the all-time successful three-point shots at the University of Kansas. Billy, I think, had 188 coming in. Terry has 200. So Billy Thomas is closing the gap with four three-pointers tonight. The loss to Maryland yesterday was just the second time in 42 non-conference games that Kansas has lost to an out-of-league opponent. That's quite a mark.
Yeah, I'd say. KU will play it in, leading 68-53. Hawks' biggest lead has been 17. The Friends, right of the circle, plays it out front to Ryan Robertson. Ryan spins it over to Billy for a three. Count it again. Billy Thomas has five three-pointers for this half, and the Hawks are on the rail by 18, their biggest lead of the night. 71-53 with 7:15 to go. Jared Kreitz against Paul Pierce. Out front to Jordan, left side Lingle, and he shoots in a two. 7:05 to go, 71-55 Kansas. Ryan shoots. Robertson hits a three. Well, all of a sudden, KU just ripping the nets.
Well, they are. I tell you, they need to get more scoring from their backcourt, and they're getting it tonight, and that's a good indicator. 30 out of 55 they're shooting. That's great. That's a great percentage.
74-55, an ear steal by the Hawks, but Maboya hangs on to it for Pennsylvania. Maboya plays it right side to Jed Ryan. Down to 12 on the Quaker shot clock. Jordan out front against Robertson. Down to 7 on the shot clock. Jordan tries to put a move on Robertson out of the perimeter to Langle. He drives. He got it. He's fouled. They count the basket. Well, they got a shot inside and a drive by one of the guards. And a foul on Ryan Robertson will send him to the line.
I think Roy will be pleased with the offense tonight. I'm not sure that he'll be overly pleased with the defense, considering Kansas' excessive size here and the fact that the opposition is going to end up shooting, or at least right now is hitting about 50% of its shots.
Well, the free throw misses. Rafe LaFrenz ends up with it. Rafe has a double-double in this ball game. AU with the ball, leading 74-57. LaFrenz open at the foul line, pumps it up there, and scores! Rafe LaFrenz has 6 in the second half, 21 for the game. 76-57, Hawks again up by 19. Oh, yeah, station break, we'll do it as soon as we can. Michael Jordan from Pennsylvania. Jordan right side, cross courts to Kreitz, here's a three, no good. Rebound, Billy Thomas. He gives it to Ryan Robertson. Ryan on the run, right to left. Robertson into T.J. Pugh, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line, I think. The foul is on Jed Ryan as we pause 15 seconds. For station identification, you're listening to Jayhawk Basketball.
Pennsylvania doesn't play another game, Bob, until the 29th of December, and they go to the Cable Car Classic in San Francisco.
Foul shot good by T.J. Pugh.
Santa Clara, Rhode Island, Stanford, and Pennsylvania in that two-night classic. The same time that Kansas will be in the islands.
Hawks by 20. Second shot misses, but LaFrenz rebound. Great effort by Rafe. Pierce has got it. He can't score, but he was fouled. 20-point lead. Rafe LaFrenz now unofficially with 10 rebounds.
His 46th double-double.
And it'll be Paul Pierce at the line. Jim Herrick taking Rhode Island back to California for that Cable Car Classic. Albeit the Bay Area rather than down around L.A. 77-57. KU's biggest lead. T.J. Pugh has a career high in the ball game, and Paul Pierce shoots in the free throw. Pierce is, by my count, 5 for 5 at the line, and now Frank Brown, or rather a Mark Langle out for Pennsylvania. Lamar Plummer is in for the first time.
And Paul's ankle and foot sprain seems to be much improved tonight. That's certainly good news.
Yes, sir. He studies the second free throw, and he buried it. And it is 79-57, Kansas, 5:20 to go. Maryland plays GW here later. You would think Maryland would win that one. Now here's a turnover by Pennsylvania. 11 turnovers on the Quakers.
KU basketball tonight brought to you by Bagel and Bagel, with locations in Lawrence and Kansas City. Bagel and Bagel is the best bagel on earth.
I don't know that I told you Kenny Gregory has entered the ball game replacing Billy Thomas. KU's got the ball, leading by 22, their biggest advantage. T.J. Pugh plays it left side to Ryan Robertson. Whoop, bad pass stolen by Jordan. Here comes Jordan, he lost it to Kenny Gregory. Over to Paul Pierce, now right to left the Hawks. Into T.J., who couldn't catch it, but he picks it up. Now to Pierce, ball to the lane, a guarded shot. Good, Paul Pierce.
Boy, that was a good reflex by Paul. Everybody was off balance. They were falling down, stumbling, and Paul somehow controlled the shot, scored the basket.
Janowitz checks in for the Hawks. We get a 20-second timeout called by Pennsylvania. A reminder, KU basketball on the Jayhawk Network, brought to you by Gatorade, reminding you life's a sport. Drink it up. 8:30 Wednesday night, UMass at Allen Fieldhouse. Tomorrow night on the Jayhawk Network, 6:06, Roy Williams and Hawk Talk from Applebee's in Lawrence. Only our second Hawk Talk with Coach Roy.
Pennsylvania won its first game of the season playing Rice, and then they defeated Washington State by 2. Then came a game against Dayton, which they lost. They lost to Evansville. They beat Lehigh, and losing to George Washington levels their mark at 3-3 as they take about 21 days off following tonight's game.
Enns got the ball. KU has an 81-57 lead. There's still 4:40 to play before this one's official. KU will be 9-1 heading home to play UMass. Michael Jordan out front out of Jed Ryan, who launches a three. It is bouncing away, no good. Rebound tipped around by a couple of Hawks, but controlled by Jordan of Pennsylvania. Ryan's got it out front for Pennsylvania. Over to Michael Jordan, guarded by Ryan Robertson. Right side to Jed Ryan, who bobbled it but got it back. 20 on the shot clock for Pennsylvania. 4:10 to play in the game. 81-57 Kansas. Here's Ryan into the lane area, and he plays inside, and a dunk by Romanczuk, and a foul on Kansas.
That was a beautiful pass that time for Pennsylvania by Jed Ryan. Eric Chenoweth draws the foul as Ryan got it off to his teammate, Paul Romanczuk.
Romanczuk goes to the free throw line. He has 8 points. He scored 10 here last night in their loss to George Washington. Foul shot misses. Rebound of the leaping Kenny Gregory. Jayhawks lead 81-59. Head of the circle of friends. Rafe looks for a cutter. Holds the ball high into Chenoweth for a turnaround shot. No good. Rebound. LaFrenz can't get it. Kreitz beat him to the ball, and Rafe guilty of a foul. He's trying desperately not to make contact, but he couldn't quite pull back.
He was behind, and he knew he'd committed the foul. He didn't want to, but he really was hustling for the ball.
And we got a timeout at 3:46. Don't forget Coach's TV show on the Jayhawk Network every weekend in Kansas City. On Fox 4, in Wichita, Channel 12, Topeka, Channel 13, and in Lawrence, Cable, Channel 6. Check your local listings for the Roy Williams Show. KU 81, Pennsylvania 59, and this is the Jayhawk Radio Network.
Okay, first thing on the agenda is to let you know we're adding dental insurance with the Delta Dental Plan of Kansas.
I've heard that name.
They only handle dental insurance, so they're pretty good at it.
But how do we know?
They're the only dental plan with a guarantee.
A guarantee?
Delta Dental guarantees things like smooth conversion, fast answers, accurate billings, quick claims processing.
So why don't we offer a guarantee?
Does your dental plan do this? Delta Dental Plan of Kansas, the only dental plan with a guarantee of service excellence.
Isabel Nelson of Salina won over $1.8 million playing Kansas Cash from the Kansas Lottery. How did you know you won?
Well, I called Secretary Optimus Lodge, and she ran it through the machine so that we'd know that we had the right numbers.
Good thinking. Will you keep playing?
I might win tomorrow night again. Who knows?
Tonight's Kansas Cash jackpot is $1,225,000.
You can't win unless you participate, that's for sure.
You know, George Washington yesterday, in their starting lineup, they had one American and four foreigners. They've got Pat Ngangba, Yegor Masheryakov, Alexander Sasha Kuhl, Angstan Iturbi from Spain, Francisco de Miranda. Boy, they go all over the world for their best. And the American who started was Shante Rogers. He's 5'4".
Yeah.
quick little fella.
Yeah, he is quick. He usually wears number 54 because of his height, 5'4", but he wore 10 yesterday. They think somebody stole his jersey.
Kansas has 30 rebounds to 22 by Pennsylvania, and the Jayhawks well in command in this ballgame.
81-59, a steal by LaFrenz. He knocks it into backcourt, runs it down, and flushes it at the other end. 23 for Rafe LaFrenz, and the Jayhawks lead 83-59. Nick Bradford heads to the scorer's table. He'll be in a moment. 3:18 to go. Jayhawks will be 9-1, hosting UMass in a couple of nights. We'll see at the Fieldhouse. Romanczuk, right side, a steal almost by Robertson, but it's saved by by Pennsylvania, and a long three is good by Garrett Price. That's his fifth three-pointer. 83-62. Hawks have the ball. Gregory into LaFrenz, turns, shoots, scores again. Ray has 25. 85-62. Ray LaFrenz yesterday had 24. Rafe averaging right at 22 a game into this one. There's Romanczuk missing a shot inside. He got it back, however. Then it's stolen by Paul Pierce. Then taken away from Pierce. Lango lays it in. And Roy wants a 20-second timeout with 2:24 to go. Nick Bradford comes in. C.B. McGrath checks in.
And we'll remind you that the Kansas City Marriott downtown, only minutes away from Kemper Arena, is the official team headquarters for the 97 Sprint Shootout. So call the Marriott tonight for your special Kansas Sprint Shootout rate. That's on December the 20th. The Horned Frogs from TCU will be here with Billy Tubbs.
Or they'll be there.
No, that'd be better, yeah.
I understand what you mean. Well, it's hard to know where we are. We've been around a lot in the last couple of weeks, haven't we?
Well, 10,000 miles the Jayhawks will travel this season.
Wow.
That's a lot of airline miles.
That counts College Station in Austin this year, too, doesn't it?
Yep.
We'll get to see a couple of presidential libraries.
KU is scheduled to fly home tonight on a charter by U.S. Air and getting home about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Here's KU with the ball, and a shot from the side by Bradford misses. Rebound Pennsylvania. Chenoweth in the game. Billy Thomas, C.B. McGrath, and Kenny Gregory. Pennsylvania's got the ball. 2 minutes even to play in the game. 85-64 Kansas. And a steal. Bradford throws it up into the air, and it's taken away by Pennsylvania.
Good hustle, though, by Nick. Hard ball to get.
There's a long three that's good by Pennsylvania's Matt Langle.
Hey, they got several guys that can really shoot that bomb.
Hawks by 18 with a minute 30 to go. Gregory puts up a jumper, two, and it won't go. And the rebound tipped out by Bradford to Gregory. Gregory goes to the goal and lays it in.
What a nice athletic move by Kenny. He came limping off, but he's okay now.
He's got 9 points all in the second half. 87-67. And on the right side, a jumper by Plummer doesn't go. Rebound Kansas. C.B. McGrath pushes it up the floor. C.B. left side stops and protects the ball. He almost had it stripped away. Now it is knocked loose and it's out of bounds to Pennsylvania. Now Roy puts Chris Martin, Terry Nooner, and Jelani Janisse into the game.
Boy, wanted KU to foul earlier so he could get the reserves in for a little more action. They're going to see just under a minute's worth of playing time.
59.5 on the clock.
Well, neither team has put pressure on in the backcourt tonight. It's been quite a contrast to that slugfest of yesterday.
Interesting to see how Maryland plays after that effort. See what they have left today against GW. You would think Maryland would win. 87-67, KU, 40 seconds to go. Plummer plays it inside, but a whistle stops play and a foul on Kansas. It's on Jelani Janisse, I think.
Well, you know, Maryland went to the free throw line 39 times yesterday afternoon, and Kansas, I think, 22, and that sort of ruins the ball game from a spectator standpoint. This has been a more pure type of game tonight.
At the line, a shot is missed by Plummer. Tipped out to Plummer, however. Now knocked loose. Bradford runs it down, but he can't control it. It's out of bounds to Pennsylvania. As Rafe LaFrenz pulled even with Pritchard, he is tied with Kevin Pritchard. 1,692 points. Fifth place on the all-time KU scoring charts. And a shot inside doesn't go, but a tip is in by Pennsylvania's Jeff Goldstein, who just came into the game. 87-69. Barry Nooner out to Chenoweth, who's in there. Now to Chris Martin, right here in front of us. Out to Nooner. And Noonball plays it into Chenoweth, who turns and scores. Six for Eric, 10 seconds to play. 89-69, Kansas. Here's Plummer. And they play it along the right side to Goldstein. And a shot on the way is good. And a foul. The basket will count. Mike Sullivan with the bucket. He just entered the lineup a moment ago. And 1/10 of a second to play in the game. And on whom did they call that foul? Nick Bradford is first. And Mike Sullivan to the line for Pennsylvania for what will be the final bit of action of the game. He missed it, and the game's over. Hawks got the rebound. The game's over. Final score, Kansas 89, Pennsylvania 71. Jayhawks get a split of their two games here in Washington, D.C. They'll go home 9-1 to take on UMass on Wednesday night. Our final score, Kansas 89, Pennsylvania 71. Here's a one-minute local break. You're listening to Jayhawk basketball. Well, the Hawks with a workmanlike performance here. They got that long-range jumper cranking in this ball game. Billy Thomas hit 5 3-pointers, including 4 in the second half. And the Jayhawks cruised to a victory. They were up by 8 at the half. They led by 20 and more a few times late in the ball game. They wind up winning at 89-71. Pennsylvania is 3-4. The Hawks are 9-1. A reminder to start your Jayhawk video collection. The Jayhawk video series is available by calling 1-888-43-HAWKS. And keep an eye out next summer for the 97-98 basketball highlight video, and then a special edition, 100 years of Kansas basketball video. That'll be in the fall of 98. Both will be available at Super Target stores across the state. Our final score once again, KU 89, Pennsylvania 71. We'll check some of the numbers, plays of the game, and a little later, Max and Coach Roy, all on our UMB Bank Locker Room show. So stick around on this, the Jayhawk Radio Network.
I'm looking for a bank that makes things simple, and it's here for me instead of the other way around.
Banking doesn't get any easier than it does at UMB Bank. Direct banking lets you check your balances, transfer funds, plus much more, all from any touchtone telephone. Direct bill pay lets you pay your bills right over the phone. And PC banking from UMB Bank lets you do all your banking from the comfort of your own home. Find out just how simple banking can be. UMB Bank, America's strongest bank. Member FDIC.
In the new Jeep Cherokee Sport, you'll go through snow, sand, rocks, and mud. But luckily, you won't go through a lot of money. Because now you can lease one with air conditioning, power windows and locks, and remote keyless entry, all at no extra charge. Check one out at your local Jeep and Eagle dealer. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Corporation.
Heard the news? There's a telecommunications company that cares about your business, and that's Sprint. At the Sprint Business Solutions Center, your assigned specialist knows you and knows how to help your business score with a full range of products and services. What's more, they'll keep looking for new ways to help you stay competitive because they really do care about your success. And in today's world, that's news. Find out how they can help your business do more business. Call 1-888-888-7755. Call Sprint Business.
Looking for the perfect gift for the basketball fan on your Christmas list and an exciting way to tip off the holidays? Tickets are now on sale for the 1997 Sprint Shootout at Kemper Arena, Saturday, December 20th. The KU men tip off against Billy Tubbs and the TCU Horned Frogs, and the Kansas women face the UMKC Ruse in this college basketball doubleheader. Tickets are available at all Ticketmaster outlets, including select Hy-Vee stores, or by phone at 816-931-3330. They'll never forget the excitement of college hoops.
Final score here tonight, Kansas 89, Pennsylvania 71. If you joined us late, the Jayhawks jumped out to an 11-point lead, 28-17 at the 8:48 mark of the first half. On the strength of 62% shooting, they were 13 of 21, including 8 field goals in a row at one stretch. Pennsylvania closed the gap to 3 at 30-27 after a little 10-2 run of their own, finds some good 3-point marksmanship. Billy Thomas hit a 3-pointer to end the first half, give KU a 8-point 37-29 halftime lead. Billy continued a hot hand in the second half with 3 three-pointers the first 6 minutes of the second period, and he helped KU construct a 17-point